Okay, let's get started with Baba Mitzia Dav Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin, and we are on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. About 12 lines up from the bottom, Masiv Rami Bar Chama. So if you remember, we're talking about the machlokas between Abaye in the name of Rabba and Rava in the name of Rabba. In the case of what we thought was Tchilas Mabshia V'Sof of Oni, so it wasn't so simple that that's what it was. But in the case of, we started discussing the sugya of Shomer Shemasal Shomer related to our Mishnah of the Shoel and the Socher. And the issue is, if the first Shomer was Poshea, if the Shomer was Poshea and then it went out and something happened to it. Tchilas Mabshia V'Sof of Oni, what's the halacha? And there was a machlokas that no matter what you hold in the general sugya, here you would say differently. Either here for sure you would say Chayev because it was really Pshia, it was Vada. It was the Hevel of the Agam that killed it, or for sure here you would say Pater because Malach HaMaves Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. And we saw the important comments of the Rishonim. If that's true about the Malach HaMaves, why is the Shoel ever Chayef? Because the Shoel is always Chayef and Onsin, but why is that? Malach HaMaves Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. If the animal died, so we saw the Rashba says, you're right, there's no responsibility, but it's because of Kinyanim. The Shoel has Kinyani Sheelas. He's like an owner. So an owner has responsibility, even if there is no Pshia or related to his fault at all. And other Rishonim gave other answers. But either way, that was the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. And then we saw they each agreed in one case. They each agreed if the ganav took it, or they each agreed if it came back to the owner's house first. Okay, so now let's continue relating to that machlokas. Masav Rami Bar Chama, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Hela l'rashi tzukin v'nafla ein z'ones v'chayef. If in the case where a shomer has an animal and he takes it up to the top of a mountain, atop of a cliff, and it falls down, hela shukum v'nafla ein z'ones, that's not ones, that's pshia. You took it up to a dangerous place, it fell down, ein z'ones v'chayef, and therefore he's going to be chayef. Mashma hamesa kedarka, if the animal, if you took it up to the mountain, which was Pshia, and it died naturally there, it didn't fall down, so then Hareza Oni Supatri, it'd be Pater. But one second, isn't this similar to the case that we've been talking about? Viamai, why do you say Pater there, according to the Shita that said Chayev, according to Abaya? Leimale, why can't he tell him? Avira Dahar Katzla. Maybe it was the altitude air that the animal wasn't used to that made the animal die. Right? Just like he says, Avir Hevla to Agma Katzla. So here too, you should say Avira Dahar Katzla. Or Inami Uvtsana Dahar Katzla. Or the exertion of the going up was what caused it to die. Aye foot, Rashi says. Torah Hamale. Right, so maybe there was a reason. So why don't you say Chayev in that case, Abaya? Answer, Hachamayaskina, Shehelo Lamira Shamein Vitov. It wasn't a cliff like we were imagining to get. There was a large area up there. And therefore what? Why is that different? Rashi explains, the Derech Haroim, Lahaloshan, Behemos, Liros, everybody goes there. It's such a common case, place where the shepherds take their animals, and therefore you can't fault him for taking the animal up there. So that's not related to our case. Ihachi, if it's true that it's so common to go up there, it's enough lanami. So even if the animal falls down, so then you shouldn't be chai for that case. Even if nafli, you should be pater. Shahayelo, Latokva, Velotokva. No, you should have been in charge of it. You should have showed the animal who's boss. Should have been machzik the animal, and you didn't, so therefore it is not, if it fell down, then it's a problem. But if you should have controlled the animals, even in the first case, also the Rashi Tzukin V'Nafla Reza Ones. When it went up and it fell down as an Ones, he boiled the Miskafa. What do you mean? You should have controlled it, even if it fell down. It was in control, but then you did the best you can. If you did the best you can and then it fell down, then it's out of your control and therefore you're going to be putter. But it is not related to our case because it wasn't Tchilas Mabshia here, because the original going up was a place of Makim Shameinu Mir'eh, and therefore there is no problem with that. Most of the great biblical figures that we know of were Ro'im, talking about shepherds, but we're not going to get into that now, but we think about Avram Avinu and David HaMelech and Moshe, they were all Ro'im, and there's a lot discussed about what the uniqueness of a Ro'eh is. Uniqueness of a Ro'eh. Actually, Rav Matzio Solomon has a piece on Parshas Vayechi where he talks about the difference between Ro'eh and Ra'ah. And Yaakov Avinu at the end, right, he says, my days are ma'at v'ra'im, right? And then at the end of his life, he says, ha'alokim ha'ro'eh osi. He switches from ra'ah to ro'eh. Ra'ah is objectively, we think that it's something negative, but really, it's ro'eh. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu shepherding behind the scenes and being in charge. And that's the godless of a shepherd often, that they're out by, in the elements, and they're able to see the ro'eh. They're able to see not themselves, but obviously the capital H, or capital Resh, ro'eh. And that was the writes about Yaakov Avinu, the change from ra'ah to ro'eh, what he realized at the end of his life. Okay, good. Amr of Yossi, third to last line. Remember the Mishnah that we discussed back on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, where Rabbi Yossi says, oh, come on, you're going to tell me that the Shoel is going to make, the Socher is going to make out better than the owner himself? The Shoel is going to swear to the Socher and the Socher is going to have to pay? That's impossible. Rabbi Yossi says the person can't do business with Paraso Shochadero. So therefore, he argued and said that he is, the Socher is not going to win. Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. That's what we paskin. We paskin that the Socher cannot get off better than the Bailam. Amalei Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda l'Rav Yehuda. Amartzman mishpeit de Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi afarishona. You told us that not only does Rabbi Yossi argue on Daf Lamed Hey, he argues on Daf Lamed Gimel. Not only does he argue on this unusual case of the Socher and then the Shoel, but even on the Iker Hadin of Machnik Fela. So, you just said the halacha, or Rav Yehuda Meshmuel said the halacha is like Rav Yossi in the case on Daf Lamed Hey. Is the halacha like him on Daf Lamed Gimel also? Do we reject the concept of Machnik Fela? Halacha Gamoso ain't halacha Gamoso. We mentioned that it is a chiddush to say the concept of Machnik Fela, right? Just because the shomer says, I'm going to pay for this, who says that he acquires rights to the future of items and financials, the privileges that come from this animal. Right? Who says that? But that was the Chiddush. That was the Chiddush of Machnik Fela. So Rabbi Yossi would argue on that too. So would we hold like him? Amar lei, chalak hayi Rabbi Yossi aparishona, v'halacha gamos aparishona. Yeah, we would hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo, as the Gemara says elsewhere. He argues on Daf Lamed Gimel, and we would hold like him on Daf Lamed Gimel. Itmar nami, Amar Rabbi Lazar, chalak hayi Rabbi Yossi aparishona, v'halacha gamos aparishona. Right, that's what Rabbi Lazar says. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Mo dehai Rabbi Yossi barishona, shekvar shilem. No, Rabbi Yossi is only arguing on Daf Lamed Hey, not on Daf Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Yossi would agree to the concept of Machnik Fela. Says the Gemara, because he actually paid? Should we be medayik in that? Shilem in, lo shilem lo? If he didn't pay yet, you wouldn't say Machnik Fela. V'yamar b'chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shilem, shilem mamish, elakivish amar hareini mishalem, ava b'shalo shilem. Didn't we learn before in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you don't have to actually pay? As long as he commits to pay, so the Bailam already are Machnik Lekefeld to the Shomer. So is there, are we saying Rabbi Yossi holds otherwise? Tamar says, no, Ema moder Rabbi Yossi b'ri shona shikvar amar hareini mishali. Don't be medayik. Like we said earlier, is as long as he committed to pay. We had a machlokas there, if you remember, 2 days in the Gemara. What about Shoel? Is Shoel any different in terms of Omar Sheyishalim? Is that going to be good enough that he said he was going to pay? Or do we say, no, Shoel's different because after all, the owner says, he's using the animal. He has so much hana. And if he has a lot of hana, I'm not ready to give him the kefel. Only the other case where he's doing the guy a favor, that's where it is different. Okay, says the next Mishnah, as we said, we alluded to this Mishnah and discussed this back on Daf Beis. Omar Lishnayim. Person says to two people, he goes over, it sounds like, as we will Bezrim Yimadayik in a few minutes, the two people didn't come over to him. The Nitva, the Gazlan, is coming out of his own volition. Amar Lishnayim. Gazalti Lechem Mikem Mana, Vein Yodeiz Mikem. I stole from one of you, I just don't know who. How is that possible? Imagine if there are two lockers next to each other. I stole from one of them. I don't remember which one. I took some. Now I feel bad. I want to give it back. And both of you say it was in your locker. So, I stole from one of you. I just don't know which one I stole from. Oh, aviv shel echad mikem hifkid limana. Or, one of your fathers gave me a mana to watch. Ve'eni yodea ezahu. And I'm not sure which one. So he comes and he wants to do the right thing, and I don't know which one. And they're both claiming, obviously, that it's mine. Notes in lazemana ulazemana shehoda mi piasno. He has to give both. He has to give both of them because hode mi piatzmo, that is Rashi, hoa hode mi piatzmo, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the emphasis of that is. Tosfos here discusses also in the long Tosfos of Hassam, what's the chiddush of each line of the Mishnah, what's the chiddush of the aviv shel echad mikem, of the father. Right, what we just learned, I stole. What's the added chiddush? So if you look in the Tosfos, about 10 lines down, Rabbi Tarfon, we'll get to Rabbi Tarfon in the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, Nakat Bereisha Aviv Shalecha Mehem, Belo Nakat Echad Mikem, what's the chiddush of father? L'Rabusa, Diafilu Shema V'Shema. What if they themselves don't know? What if they themselves don't know? If the guy stole something, each of them know if the guy stole from them. But the father, what if they say, well, we have no idea? So even in that case, you owe one of them, you have to pay both of them. Even if they're both Shema. That's the Chiddush as Tosfos, at least according to one opinion of that case. But either way, he has to pay here both of them. Asks the Ramban, asks the Rashba, but it all flows from the Ramban. Why isn't this a regular case of Modem Mixas? Let's say the case of the Gzela, the first case. They're both saying, you owe us. And he's saying, I only owe one of you. Why isn't that a case of Modem Mixas? Where he should take a shlua. Why does he have to pay both? He admits to one, he should just have to pay one of them. Says the Rashba, are you so gadol? But this is an important question. Ika lemeitak adarava. Havalon lemeimar nosim lezem asayim lezem asayim. Shabdavali mechu yeshua sheni yochal yishavu mishalim. Says the... Oh, I'm sorry, he's talking about the... You know what? Let's wait a minute because he's commenting on the next case of the Mishnah. So it's the same question, but we'll say this on the next case. So let's just read the next case first. It says the Gemara, Shnayim Shif Kidu Eitzel Echad. Zeman of Zemasayim, two people are Mafkid Eitzel somebody. There's a Shomer, and he has 300. Zeman of Zemasayim. Reuven gave, one person gave him 100, one person gave him 200, and he does not remember who gave him what. Ze Omer Shalim Asayim, Ze Omer Shalim Asayim. They each say, we were the ones that gave you 200. No sin lezem mana, lezem mana. So he has to give them each only one mana. Meaning the minimum, he definitely owes mana to each of them. And then the extra 200, and the rest is going to stay until Yoh Navi comes. You don't know who it is, and therefore it's going to be munach. Amar of Yossi, Rav Yossi says, what? That's not going to be a deterrent though. The one who lied, the Ramai, didn't lose anything. Amar Rav Yossi, Yemkin Mahipsid Ramai. Rav Yossi says, in that case, there's no preventative measure that people wouldn't do this. So therefore, what's the halacha? Ella, rather, akol yeh munach hachiyav aliyo. Let it all be munach. Because in that way, the Ramai won't start up, because he's not going to want to lose his own 100, and therefore, it's better, says Rav Yossi, even though the person who's saying emes is losing 100, is losing 200. But it's better for him to lose 100 in order maybe the other guy won't come in the first place, or he will admit because he wouldn't want to lose it. So Yehei Munach. Where is it? Munach? Machlokas Rishon, and the Mordechai says it's Munach in Bezdin. So the Mordechai says, and the Rambam says here, no, it's Munach Eitzel HaNifkar. It's Munach with a Nifkar. It's Munach with where it is until Elio Hanavi comes. There's an interesting one line in the Melecha Shlomo. That's one of the Achronim Mefarshim on the Mishnah. He says, if you look at a Rashi Tevis, Im lo yimsa haganav v'nikrav. Rashi Tevis Eliyahu. Im lo yimsa haganav v'nikrav, says the Melecha Shlomo here in the Mishnah, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid, that is a allusion to Eliyahu Hanavi. Okay, so now let's get back for a moment to the Ramban. So says the Ramban, says the Rashba, I'll read it from the Rashba. Ika lemeidak adarava. What do we say here? He each pays 100 to each of them, and the other 100 either stays or everything stays. Ask the Ramban. Right, he has a little different way than I said it before. Why don't you say he has to pay 200 to each? Why? Because he's really chayav shvu daraisa. He just can't really swear fully because he doesn't know who he's chayiv to. But it's really a case of modem mixas. Adarava, havelon lemeimer nosim lezem asayim lezem asayim. Mishum tahavile mechuyiv shvua sheni yachol yishava umishalein. He is chayiv shvua that he can't really swear exactly who he owes to. So he can't swear, so he should have to pay. But fundamentally, it's modem mixas. Tola kol chad v'chad v'mana miha modele. Favile kecham shen yadana v'cham shen lo yadana. I know 50, I don't know the other 50. Says the Ramban, v'tiritz Ramban, Zal, d'lo rama rachmana shvua, ela lekofer, uma'akev mamon chavero la'atzmo. Remember what the whole svara was we had back on Daf Gimel, the Modi B'Mitzas, right? He wants to admit to everything, but Ishtamutai. But he wouldn't deny everything because Ena Demeis. So we had all those svaras. But ultimately, we think you're withholding money because you don't want to pay the guy right now. That's when we say it's a case of Modi B'Mitzas. Here, is he withholding anything? He's ready to pay all that he owes. He just doesn't know who the recipient should be. That's not a regular case of chamshin yadana, chamshin lo yadana, where he's withholding something possibly, or a case of modu b'miksas. You only chayav shvua where you're kofer umaakiv mamon chaver or laatzmo dulashtav kiyechid elodi ve'ilu amar lekol chad minayu leschal gabay elamana. If he says to each of them, I only owe you 100, so that would be a case. Havali modu b'miksas for kofer b'miksas for chayav. Aval hai hakamode b'kol chiyuvo. He's admitting to everything. He doesn't remember the detail. That's true. That's his fault. But that shouldn't make him beyond. That's the Ramban, and then the Rashba adds on. Pirush le pirusho. Let me add on a little explanation to my Rebbe's commentary. Kivan dilu amar vibari mana dahai umatayim dahai mehemen. In this case, if he would know for sure. If he would know, both of them say they owe 200. They have no proof. So in this case, if he would say, no, I owe you the 200, I owe you the 100, he'd be believed. So hashtanami, tekamer eni odeya mana demanu masayan deman, inu mechiv shvua sheni yochli shama. See, here too, he doesn't know that detail. It's not going to turn into a shvua. To holo ram yishvua alei klal. That is the Ramban and the explanation of his words of the Rashba. If you look in the Nesivus has another svara. This Ramban is much discussed. Again, why isn't this a case of Modu B'Miksas? That's a case of Chayiv Shvua. Says the Nesivus, Lachei Nira, Da Afilu Bitoin Bari, Eina Mechuyiv Shvua Daraisa. Even if they know for sure why, Da Afilu Modu B'Miksas Gomer Hayalona Lepotim Yishum Chazaka Eina Demeyas. Remember, Modu B'Miksas is not such a obvious svara. We have a chazak of ein adameis pandev b'fnei balchovo. A person wouldn't be brazen in front of someone who did him a favor, somebody who knows the truth, rather machlokas Rashi Tosfos we discussed on Daf Gimel. So really, there's a way to say that we're not mechayvim b'chayvim. A person is not brazen. Rak mishum d'ishtamut ikam ishtamet, but because we assume maybe he's just trying to push him off to pay later. Umishum hachi b'kan, but here it bounces the other way. De'ein hakfiro l'tzorach atzmo rak l'tzorach chaveiro. Did Toen, what would the Shvua hear before? Would it help him out at all? No. The Shvua would do nothing for him. He has to pay 300. The Shvua would only be Latova's Chavero. So that's not anything that's not a Shvua, that's not Modem Mixas. Right? Modem Mixas is pottering himself from something. This isn't. The Toen Shechavero Hubal Haresh, the Hashneh Modem, Shalol Hilvolo Biachad Rakshin, Raksho Diyu, Miyu Abal Haresh, Lo Shachal Svar de Ishtamute. The Svar of Ishtamute doesn't apply here, so we go back to the first step. Of Ein Adameis Pana Bevnei Balchovo V'Gam Yishlo Chazaka Dinan Lecholti V'Lolo. Also, we have a Chazaka. A person doesn't sin without any getting any benefit from it. Also, we had that back in the first parak. The Dami Ksas L'Shlish Shukamei L'Chaveru Dami Rishamachi Insorach Lishava Shua Daraisa B'Toein Baris. So that's an important comment of the Ramban and the Rashba and the continuation. Good. So this is the Machlokas. So we have Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, and the Rabbanan about the 200-100 case. A similar case, Vayter in the Mishnah. V'chein shnei kelim. Echad yafa mana v'echad yafa elef zuz. Somebody gives two kelim. Somebody gives a pen. Not a pen. Somebody gives a bowl. And somebody gives a glass vase. So I'm watching two things. Right? A fancy kli and a non-fancy kli. So I don't remember who's a zuz. Zeomer yafa shali. Zeomer yafa shali. So again, noticing as a katan le'echad mehen, you give the katan to one of them. Umitocha gadol noticing to make katan l'sheni. And from the gadol, you take the equal value of the katan to the sheni. V'ashayimuna chajyav olio. Right? Same sheet as the Tanakh. In the money case, Amar of Yosi again, Imkain Mahifset Haramai Ela Hakol Yehemunach Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu. The same machlokas by money and by Kalim. Says the Esther Rebel Yashiv. Interesting. You read this Mishnah 1,000 times and not catch it. Why did the Mishnah switch numbers? Then in the first case it was 100 and 200, and the second case it was 100 and 1,000. If it's just the chiddush, as we'll see, of money versus kalim, so what's the chiddush of 100 versus 1,000? Says Rabbi Yashav, Yesh Lomar, Daha Mukminon de Mayri Shiv Kudushneba Basachas. We're going to see in the Gemara that both of these kalim were given basically at the same time. Favisalka Daitach, and maybe we would have thought, Shebisha Hefrish Ko Gadol, 1,000 versus 100? Maybe it's the guy's fault. He should have remembered. Habi le lashomer la sim lev mi nasana kliya yakar. Maybe we would have thought it's such a big difference. Lachen kamash malan zafal pikin in a posheya. Right? That's why it must be that that's the chiddush. Even so, it's not alei rami to remember which one. He's not called a posheya. How do we get the take the gadol and you get the value of the katan? So without looking at any mafarshim, we probably would have said you sell it. You sell the big kli, you get the $1,000, you get $1,000 zuz, and then you give 100 and you put the rest away. Rashi has one word. Mitoch ha-gadol, yishberenu. We break it. Really? Wow, we break it. So what does that do? Says Rashi, we break it. What does that mean? According to Rashi, we must be talking about a kli that even if you break it, it's going to be useful, right? If it just goes into pieces, it's not worth anything. It must be something large that you break that is now worth less. Like each part is worth a part. So the Rashba does not like that shot. Why does Rashi say that? Says the Rashba, Vinirash is kiku l'Rashi l'farish kain mishum da'amrina b'gemara, because what we're going to have on Amud Beis, why we need kli versus money. And we're going to see, because this is only if say the Gadol, say the Katan, so Rashi is bothered by that lashon, and that's what drove him to say this. But the Rashba says, I don't think you have to say that anyway. Veinu mechuver beinat klal, de'im kain masisim la b'chal kelim. Because then the Mishnah is not talking about all kelim. Ta'ika kelim de nifsadin legamre b'shvirasan ve'ein lahem damim kikli zechuchis v'demehen. If you break a glass cup, then you can't use the shards for anything. So the Rashba says that the Mishnah would be limited to certain types of kelim, and even some kli nechoshes you wouldn't. So Ella, no, I think like it means what we thought it would have meant. Mochro v'nosan l'sheni mimenu d'mei hakatan. No, you sell it and you get the value. What if the language on Amud Beis means pseida? Upse. That's a kamar b'gemara, d'ika b'gadol, lav b'kli gadol mamish kamar, ela leba'al ha'gadol ka'amar, she'eno chozer lo be'eno. He doesn't get his kli back, and that's why he's going to have a hefsit. But that is an important discussion of Rashi and the Rashba, the chulu. Okay, so now let us continue. Says the Gemara. Alma, what do you see from the fact that he has to give a mana to each? The first case, he says, I stole from one of you, I don't know who, so he has to give a mana to each of them. Alma, misveka mafkina mamona, balor amrinan uki mamona, becheskas mare. So what do you see from there? That when you have a suffik mamon, in this case, you have to be motzi. You don't say, I'm motzi mechavel avaraya. Why don't we say, I'm not sure which one I owe, he only owes 100 to somebody, so why don't we say that it stays by him? Doesn't say that. You have to be motzi. So is that really true for Amini? But what about the next case? Shnayim shefkidu etzal echad. Zemana v'zemasayim. Ze omer shalimasayim v'zemer shalimasayim. No sin l'zemana l'zemana. The next case. Vashayim unachat yov aliyahu. So that is the two parts of the Mishnah work together. The first case of the Mishnah is that I stole from one of you, so he has to pay both. Right? We don't say Amos Mechabel of Araya. And the second case is that he doesn't have to pay 200 to both of them. Right? He pays 100 to both and the other 100. So, ask the Gemara, what's the difference between the Reish and the Seifa? Omar lei, Pikadon HaGezel Karamis. He asked me two different cases. The first case is Gezel, the second case is Pikadon. Gezel da Avad Isura Katsura Rabbanan. In the case of Gezel, we're going above and beyond. Even if you have the regular rules of a Mosim Mechavar Alav Araya, we wouldn't say that. Rabbanan Rakone Sim, Pikadon, the Lo Avad Isura Lo Katsura Rabbanan. The Pikadon, where he didn't do anything wrong besides forgetting whose, so the Rabbanan Warren Kones him there, and therefore we wouldn't say Amos Mechavero. We would say Amos Mechavero Alav Haraya there. It's interesting. What was the Havino? What was the Maskana? The question is, what do you mean Amos Mechavero Haraya? The answer is no. There are limitations between Amos Mechavero and other cases. This might relate, maybe not. It might relate to the sugya of Muchzakis in general. And how do we look at to Amos Mechavero Alav Haraya? Amos Mechavero, which we know we learned from a svara. Baba Kama Menvav first thought it was based on a pasuk, mi baldvarim, right, yigash alehem, but we end up saying it's based on a svara, right, so what's the svara? That if I have it, I get to keep it. Is that svara, as the Achronim explained, that it's vaday mine? It's mine. If we say muchzakis, it is vade mine. Is that the svara? Or do we that we maybe we don't know for sure, but it's just achra, so we keep it in the place where it is muchzak too. So maybe that's the havamina maskana here. The maskana is saying that we can have chilukim within hamos mecher alavaraya. So that more leans to the svara, to the explanation of, well, we're not sure, so we can make chilukim. Can only make chilukim if we're not 100% sure. If muchzakis means it's vade muchzak, so then it would be hard to say, well, we find you anyway. If he's muchzak, he's muchzak. Okay, that's a suggestion that is a distinction between the two different ways of understanding muchzakis. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. We explain the difference between gezel and pikadon. Verami pikadon, not pikadon. Verami gezel, a gezel. What about the second line of the Mishnah could be astira, right? Because that's also pikadon. Pikadon, not pikadon, diktani reisha. Oh, aviv shalachem mikem mifkid es limana ve'eni odea ezahu. In that case, your father, one of your fathers gave me nosin lazem mana lazem mana. Verami nishtayim shivkida v'chulu. So we got the first line of the Mishnah. Go to the second line of the Mishnah. That's a stira within pikadon. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, there's a difference. Reisha na'ase kemishif kidulo b'shnei krichos. The reisha we treat as if, right, the case where he stole from one of them, we treat it as if he was mafkidit, the father, b'shnei krichos, right? Because he gave it to, and in two different times, right? If you look at b'shnei krichos, he gave it to two different times. Dahavi leila meida. He should have known in that case. Why? Look at Rashi for a second. Reisha dechad gavra hifkid etzlo. One person gave him, he just doesn't remember who. Fahavi le kishnayim shifkidu etzlo b'shnei krichos. He should have remembered. If one guy gave him, he should have remembered. Klomar, zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. It's as if two people gave him at two different times. Tahavi le lemeidak, mi hifkid etzlo mana umi masayim. In a case where he should have known. Why? It's two different cases. So then, two different times. So then it's his fault that he's going to have to pay twice. But back to the Gemara, first wide line. Seifa, nasa kemishif ki delo bekrach echad, delo habila the meidak. But Seifa, we treat it as if. What's the Seifa? They came at the same time, right? Both of them came zeh b'fnei zeh. So therefore, it's no reason for him to have been medaktik. He's going to afkidu travaya bahadi adadi v'chad zimna. Why? Da'amadu, he could say to them, ant gufaychu lo kabdisu adadi. You guys came together and gave it to me at the same time. So obviously you trust each other. You're not makbid on each other. Ana kapidna. So I should be makbid? So therefore, says the Gemara, that's the distinction. Is it his fault? Should we assume that he should have been medaktik to know? So if they came at the same time, then there's no reason for him to have been medaktik. And if they came at different times, so then there is a reason that he should have been medaktik. Interesting discussion. The Rashi seems to say it's zeh b'fnei zeh or zeh shalom b'fnei zeh. The Rambam seems to say it was mamish, whether it was given b'krach echad or not. The language of the Gemara is krach echad or shnei krichos. That's what the Rambam says. Rashi says it's not the issue of krach echad or shnei krichos, but it's zeh b'fnei zeh or zeh shalom b'fnei zeh. And the Achronim wonder, the Nesivis and others, that the tour seems to split. The tour by in Simon Ayin Vav. The tour by Pikadon seems to pass on like Rashi, that the issue is zeh b'fnei zeh or zeh shalom b'fnei zeh, while by Milvei seems to pass on like the Rambam. Okay, that's a problem that they deal with. Okay, either way, back to the Gemara. So we ask the question, Pikadon not Pikadon, and we answer. So now, Varami Gezel on Gezel. Let's ask Gezel on Gezel. Tani Hacha Amr L'Shnayim. Gazalti Lechem Mikem Mana Veini Odea Eze Mikem. Right, the first line of the Mishnah, I stole from one of you and I don't know from who. Oh, Aviv Shalechem Mikem Ifkili Mana Veini Odea Ezu Nosin Lezemana Lezemana. So the first line of the Mishnah is about Gezel. And what's the case by Gezel? You have to meet both of them. You don't say Hamot Mechaveru Lavaraya. Varamini, but we learned in a Braisa Gazel Echem Mechamish. Similar case. Somebody says, I stole from one of you five, but I don't know who. They each say, you stole from me. What's the halachas? Machlokas tanoim. What does Rabbi Tarfin say? Rabbi Tarfin says, put the money down and run. Just put it down. Maybe put it in Bez Din. Put it down. So what do you see from that case of Gzela? Alma, Misveka, Lo Mafkina, Mamona. You see from that case of Gzela that we're not Motzi, Mamon. You don't say, we don't find him. V'yamrina, Uki, Mamona, B'cheskes, Mare. Kasha, so even within Gzela, if there's a suffix of how many people I owe, or I know I only owe one of them, but I'm not sure who, does he have to pay all of them or only one of them? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Umi, Maidim, Masis, and Dachar, Bitarfini. There's a machlokas tanoim there. Remember, Rabbi Akiva argues with Rabbi Tarfon, and he says you have to pay each of them. So maybe our mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. How do you know our mishnah is like Rabbi Tarfon? Diktani Allah dehahi, because we are related to that other source. We say mo de Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon admits in our case. But Omer l'shnayim gozad lechem mikem mana veni adi aizim mikem shnosin lazem mana lazem mana. Even though Rabbi Tarfon says you could just leave it, in the case of our mishnah, he admits. What's the difference? Both seem basically the same case. Answer, Hasam de Katavale. Over there, you know when you have to give each of them? Where they're each being Toveya. You owe me. Right? That's different. Hacha, I'm sorry. Over there, you do not have to give each of them. There you can just put it down. I don't know who I owe. So, that's the basic din. To Katavale, they're coming. So the basic din could be, I put it down. And he doesn't want to do more than min hadin. And mi the chiyuv, Rashi says, mi sveika, less than the chiyuv ilakol chad v'chad. But hacha, in our mishnah, remember how our mishnah starts off, amar l'shnayim. He's coming on his own volition. He's coming to do, to cover himself spiritually regarding all cases. Here he's coming to be Yossi Deshamayim, and therefore we say that he has to give each of them if he wants to be Bala Tesi Deshamayim. Dekanami, Diktani, Shodemi, Piatzmo, Shmamina. Also, the Mishnah emphasizes that it's Piatzmo. And that's why, that's the difference between the cases. Again, Maker Adin, he has to pay only one of them. If he wants to be Bala Tesi Deshamayim to cover himself, so then he has to pay, all of them. Good. There is an interesting comment by the Chashuke Chemed. Chashuke Chemed here discusses, what about, we know somebody's lying here. Do we trust lie detectors in halacha? What's the halacha of lie detectors? He discusses that. Ha'im efshar lahotzi, when we're talking about cheskas mamon and amos mechaver olav araya, ha'im efshar lahotzi mamon adi mechonat emet. A lie detector. The question was, lebal beit charoshet chasuk safim bekupa. A factory owner, he was missing money from one of the kupot, one of the registers. Vayechidim shayitza b'hem lehem gisha lekupa. Yeru b'shem, only two people. One of these two people took the money. Mikivan shenafal alehem chshad. Bikish me'am bala mifali. He badek b'mechonet emet b'machon polygraph. Right, and one of them, it came out that one of them was the ganav, based on the polygraph test. Could he be motzi mamon based on that? So yesterday, his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, he said, shezem maspik rak kedei lahashbio shvuas hesis. To create a shvuas hesis, to make him take a shvuas hesis, to swear about it, so then that, because the time, a shvuas hesis doesn't even need a time to zvadai. Becholzos, ha'ashamashin, itkaldapi, mechonet amet, maspika, lashbio, aval, lahotzi mamon al pizei efshar. But you can't be motzi mamon, it's not based on that. That wouldn't be good enough. And they talk about, what about our case? Rezeman of Zematayan can be motzi, so he discusses that, here. Interesting. He says, well, it's not worse than an eight echad. Maybe it's even better than an eight echad. Shekiva sheish kishmonim achuz shezeh amet harizek l'chashiv kerov. Right, what do you say? And then he talks about a tshuva of Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe writes in Eben Ezra, Chelek Dalet, Simin Sadiches. Right, a case not exactly the same, but he talks about a chola that can't speak anymore. He can't do anything. He could just be merames a little bit. So they ask him a feudi and makiran, and he wanted to divorce his wife right before he got into this state. So gamkin in ba'osa shah batku b'yana makirim v'rosh eshiv nachon b'yadi avana. If they asked him 10 different questions and he gave logical answers to each one, and then they asked him, "Do you want to divorce your wife?" Yishlitz mochalze. Okay, interesting discussion. So we have to wait till Eliyahu Navi Vadai to know, or not Eliyahu Navi, the post can discuss it already now, but to know exactly DNA and polygraph tests and all these other technological advances that we have, how much is it, what are we going to be able to use for Bezdin? Again, for Aedes Isha, where we trust even less in general, AMPA'd, NMPE'sha, MPE'sha, so we would use, as we know, some DNA evidence has been used in the past. In some of the 9/11 cases, they used the DNA evidence. But other than that, you know, DNA in terms of stealing, in terms of murder, in terms of other cases, that is still an open question. Okay, on my mar, second to last line. Hasam, so why would we just be mechalik? Hasam, the katavale, in the case where people are toveahim, so maker adin, he does not have to pay all of them. He just leaves the money and runs. V'halo matoein. Well, what is he saying in this case? Five people come to him and say, you owe us, you stole from us. What is he saying in this case? Rev Yehuda Marav, halosho sake. He's quiet. He doesn't know. He's quiet. Rav Masna Amar Rav, Halat Soveach. He's screaming. What's he screaming? I only stole from one of you. I only stole from one of you. So man to Amar Halot Soveach. According to the one who says Soveach, only if he's screaming that is he going to have to be able to put it down. Only pay one of them. Avol Shtika Kehoda. But if he wouldn't have said anything, then he would have to pay all of them. Kshtika Kehoda. Ashas topic. That would be that man to Amar. Man to Amar Halot Shosek. And according to the one who says no, even if he's quiet, he only has to take one of them. Shtika Tahach Alafko Dahu. Even if he normally, you say the principle of Shtika Kehoda, but here it would not be Oda. Why? Matzi Amar Le Hide the Shtiki Lokal Chad Vachad Damina Dilma Hayu. Well, I don't know. I didn't want to argue with any of them because any one of them might be the correct one. But I don't know which is the correct one, and therefore I was quiet. But I don't mean to admit to all of them that for sure is not what I wanted to discuss. The Shita B'Kubet says here, says obviously, if there is a reason in the general world of Shika Koda, if there is a reason why a person is Shosek, why he's trying to think of a claim back, and we could assume that, so then for sure, we never say Shika Right, somebody runs over to somebody, you owe me $1 million, and he's like, doesn't answer right away. So every case of Shika Goda, we only say that svara if we could assume that if the other guy's really lying, he should have said something. But if he was taken by surprise, if we can assume he wants to speak to a lawyer first, if there's some other reason why we would say he was quiet, then we do not say the principle of Shtika Kehoda. There are a number of discussions within Shtika Kehoda that boil down, the Achronim say, boil down to the following question. When we say Shtika Kehoda, what does that mean? That you say I owe you, and then I don't say anything. And that, therefore, the halacha says in certain cases that I now owe you. What is the mechayiv of that obligation? Is it my shtika? My shtika is basically, literally, a hodah. So it's like a case of hodah spaldin kveitim dami. What's the mechayiv of hodah spaldin? Me. I admit it. Is that what's going on by shtika hodah or no? Shtika Kehoda doesn't have to do really with the shtika. That's what the words say. But Shtika Kehoda really means my shtika allows your tevia to kick in. And now your tevia, your claim against me is the real mechayev, not my shtika. Which is it? Right, there are many nafkaminas. Well, number one, what if the tevia is only tevia safik? Could tevia safik create a Shtika Kehoda? That's a machlokas. Right, if you say it goes back to the tevia, then it's very hard to say that there's a chiyev, hamos mechaver l'maraya. But if you say it's based on my shtika itself, then the tefiah generated my shtika, but now it's hold on spaldin. Number one. Another example, what about, could I be chozerbo from my shtika? Like we just spoke about in the shita. Can I be chozerbo? We discussed this a couple of days ago. Can you be chozerbo from hold on spaldin? Remember we had the shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosis, where we discussed top of Lamed Dalet on the base, right? We had Rabbeinu Tam. Can you be chozerbo from a shtika koda? Or, fascinating discussion, right? The Shita B'Kubetes says right here, do you say shtika koda outside of the world of Dini Maminus? What if somebody comes to me and says, your wine is Yayin Esach, and I don't say anything? So is that shtika koda? Says the Rabbeinu Peres right here in the Shita B'Kubetes. Mikan Nira Livsok. Dahad Amrin and Gabe Yayin Nesech, Dim Omar Adam Li Yisrael Nisnasech Yayin Yencha Vishasik. If somebody says your wine was Nisnasech and he's quiet, Afilu Ein Biyadal Nasech, Mehemin, the Shtika Kehoda Adamya. Wow. And again, only if it's a case where there's no other reason why he would have been quiet. Okay, so it doesn't apply to outside of Dini Maminus. If it's based on the Tviya, then it shouldn't. If it's based on my Hoda, then it would. Tosfos, just keep in mind, Tosfos has one line in Yevam Mispeches where Shtika Kehoda comes up in the context of Eidus Isha. Tosfos says it's not a Din Vadai. It's not a din vadai. It's what we would call raglayim ladavar. Pirish, dekiva deshasik nira lo emes, the yodeaksas yish raglayim ladavar. Avaleka lamemar hoda'a mamish, she yodea vadai shekenu, kiva she was sosek. To him Cain, because you look at other cases, so that seems to say that it's not a vadai, it's a din, it's a raglayim ladavar, there's a good chance, but it's not a vadai. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, so again, what was your bitarpen shita? You leave the gzela there when five people came to claim it, then you leave. What's that question? They all take it and go? Rashi explains. But if in that case, if they all split it, then the nigzal is for sure never going to get it. You will never have fulfilled the mitzvah of Heshev Ezakzela. Right? That's the Rashi's at the top. Nimsazem Otimi Ado Kedil Hasid and Nigzal Lamis. How is that good enough for the Gazlan? V'yamar Rabbi Abba Bar Zav, the Amar Rav, kol safek kinuach lechadchila lo yitol, v'imnata lo yasir. If it's a safek kinuach, don't take it, because leave it there. If you see, this was getting back to the second parak. If you find something without a simin, in a makam mishumar ksas, right, you have to leave it there. Because maybe it was put there on purpose, v'imnata, but if you took it, lo yasir, there's no reason to put it back. Because what the Bailim, Rashi says, in ba'acher, v'amar shaliyu, v'simen, you can't give it back to him. So here too, if the Bailim are never going to get it, you shouldn't be able to put it there. Amar of Safra, V'yaniach. So, Rav Safra says, you're right, V'yaniach. What does V'yaniach mean? Leave it either by you or in Beis Din. Right, and you have to wait. Rav Safra doesn't just mean throw it there and run away. No. V'yaniach means, V'yaniach zeila b'fam b'Beis Din, Rashi says. And that's why the Gazlan hopefully will eventually, the Nigzal will eventually be able to get it. So now, that was all within Rabbi Tarfon Shita. But we knew there was a Bar Plukta, so now let's get to him. Mi Amar Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't Rabbi Akiva say, Lozu aderecha motziato midei avera, achi yishalim zela l'kol chad v'chad? Doesn't Rabbi Akiva say that in that case, where five people say you stole, and he says they only stole from one of you, that you have to pay all of them? Alma, what do you see from Rabbi Akiva? Misveka mafkinan mamona. V'lo arminu nugi mamona, b'cheskas mare. Does Rabbi Akiva really say that? This is a case of Suffolk mamonis, and he says you have to pay all of them, but for Ramini. But what about the Mishnah in Baba Basra? Nafala bayis alav alimo. Tragic case. A house falls down on a mother and son. You don't know, they both died, you don't know who died first. Yorshe HaBen Omrim, the Yorshe HaBen, they want the Yerusha, so they say, Ha'eme Sarishona. The mother died first, so our father, the son, got it, and now, we yarshin it. The Yorshe HaEim Omrim, HaBen Meis Rishona. The Yorshe HaEim say that, no, the son died first, the mother yarshin the son, and now we yarshin the mother. Elu ve'elu modim sheyachloku. Everybody agrees in that case, there's a machlokas there, Beshar Beshillel, but everybody agrees in this case that you split it. The Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Moda Ani Bezu, I admit here, Shahan Nechasim Mechaz Kasan. I admit here that the Nechasim stay where they are. And what does that mean? There's a machlokas there. Right? Rashi says we don't have to know that machlokas right now, so we're not going to do it right now. But you see there that Rabbi Akiva holds the concept of muhsak, that if there's a suffix, you leave it in the muhsak. So why in our case of the five people claiming you stole, that he said you have to pay each of them? Answer, my lady, there's a difference between the cases. Hasam Shema Veshema. In the case of Yerusha, it's Shema Veshema. Nobody has any idea who died first. So that's why it stays in the Muchsak. Gazal Echad Michamisha Bari Veshema. In the case of the Gazal, they each are tiny Bari. You, Van, they stole from me. So that's why they win. Says the Gemara of Amasisa Dahach. What about our Mishnah though? Amar l'shtayim gozalti lechem mikem mana. D'shema v'shemu v'kani nozu l'zem mana l'zem mana. Isn't the ratio of our Mishnah a case of shema v'shema? And we just said by shema v'shema, you leave it in the hands of the muhsak. But our Mishnah says, no, you have to pay each of them. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. Umi ma'ad Rabbi Akiva hi. How do you know Rabbi Akiva agrees with our Mishnah? Didn't we just say before that Rabbi Tarfon is our Mishnah? The Gemara says, no. Diktani ala dehahi. Because remember what we said before. We said, Mode Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is Mode in our Mishnah. But Omer, l'shtayim gozalti, lech mikem mana, v'eni al deha eza mikem, v'chulu, l'man Mode. If it says Rabbi Tarfon is Mode in our Mishnah, who is he Mode to? Rabbi Akiva bar Plukte. Pachas, he agrees to Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is also the author of our Mishnah, and therefore we are back to the question, why does our Mishnah, which seems to be a case of Shema V'Shema, we just said the rule is the case of the Baba Basra where the mother and the son died, that's a case where you say Muchsak, you keep it for the Shema V'Shema. Only the case of Gzela is Bari V'Bari. But our Mishnah is Shema V'Shema, and also he says you have to give it. So Gemara says, Umimai the Shema V'Shema hu. How do you know the first case of our Mishnah is Shema V'Shema? Maybe the people are saying, no, you vade owe us. Chada delok tani tovenoso. Number one, the Mishnah starts off, as we said earlier, he goes to them. They're not put toveah him. The ode, hatani Rabbi Chiya, ze omreni adev, ze omreni adev. Rabbi Chiva also describes our Mishnah as for sure Shema V'Shema. So why is it that in our Mishnah they have to pay to each? Ho kim Allah, bebalasi ze shemayim. Well, what we said before, remember? Our Mishnah is where he's going above and beyond. Right? Meikar Adin, he doesn't have to. That's what he says by Shem and Beshem, like the case of Yerusha. But he in the Mishnah, he's Balo Hezide Shemayim, that's why he has to go above and beyond. There is a difficult line, if you look in Rashi, where Rabbi Kiva says, Mode Ani Bazeh. What does that mean, Mode Ani Bazeh? Look at Rashi, the last couple of skinny lines. Mode Ani Bazeh. Af api sha'ani mishel beishamai, v'omer b'shara nefilos yachloku, bazu ani mode lo beishilel. Rabbi Akiva is beishamai. What does that mean, Rabbi Akiva is beishamai? Rabbi Akiva is not a Talmud of beishamai. We don't know that from anywhere else. Tosfos on top. He's not from Beis Shammai. No, Rabbi Elazar is from Beis Shammai. Not Rabbi Akiva. Ella. It just says Moden, not because he's admitting to Beis Shammai, but just like to be parallel to the other Lashon. Agav, Deshana, Lael, Elu, Elu, Modim, Tanacha, Modani. Okay. You might say Rashi means, not in general, but in this specific machlokas, he agrees to Beis Shammai, and now he's parting ways. Doesn't mean he's general or Talmud of Beis Shammai. He's saying, even though I'm from Beis Shammai in this area, usually I agree to his shita. I'm moded to Beis Hillel in the following case. But anyway, that's a discussion. If you look here in the Sharm Siyan Balacha, he has a couple of columns related to the Rebbeim and the students of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva. They discuss this there. Okay, finishing up, says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Umiyamar, getting back to what we said originally on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Umiyamar Rava, Kol B'shtei Krichos Havalei L'Medak. And what we just said before, if they come separately, let's go to Rashi Pshat. If they come separately, you should be Medayik. If they come together, you don't have to be, because they themselves weren't. So does Rava say, whenever it's two Krichos Havalei L'Medak, it's the Shomer's fault? V'yamar Rava V'itemer Papa, Hakom Odim, B'shnayim Shef Kiduei Tzol Roeh, Sheminiach Rabbi Ne'emu Mistalik. If two people gave a shepherd a sheep, and the shomer says, I don't remember who, and he has to, what does he do? He's meniach b'neim. He just leaves it. What do you mean? Two different animals are like two krichos, right? It's nikar. And Rashi says, even if it's zeh b'fnei zeh, right? Even if it's zeh b'fnei zeh, it's dover hanir'ehu, mi mei v'echer, mi mei v'shnayim. Right? So why here is this the halacha? So amar lei, hasam k'shefkidu be'ezru shorosh lo midaito. No, there it's not. Nikar to each. There's a case where they just put their sheep into the sheep of the roeh, of the shepherd, and therefore that's why it wasn't his fault. So we started off today talking about a shepherd, and we end off today talking about a shepherd. That is the discussion as we continue here in Hamafka. Maybe one last point. The rush here, when we're talking about the psach on our Mishnah, the rush paskins that because of the case of Gzela, we would say that this is halakha l'maisa. Let me just find the Lashon. Says the rush right here on the Balas Yitzhidei Shemayim, the end of our Gemara. We come up on Kaimlon Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro. We pass on like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Tarfon. The im gazal echan mehe b'nei adam. The ein yodea eze mehen gazal. Shishava kol echan mehem shegazlo v'yishayim l'kol echan. So what do we pass on like Rabbi Akiva? You have to pay each one of them. Why? To kansua Rabbanon kiva to avidi sura. The Rabbanon were kones him. Because of he did the Aveira. Ask the Velt. Ask the Pipula Charifta on the bottom. We had a Pipula Charifta yesterday. We have another one today. Ask the Pipula Charifta. What do you mean Knossos? The Rosh is writing Halacha L'maisa. Oh, he madvi Knossos? The Avagav, the Knossu, Magvin, the Knossu, even though it's a Knoss, usually we're not Govet Knossos, Bizmanazeh, Magvina Ne'idna. We are Govet this Knoss. Why? Lefi Shetam HaKnoss Mishum Da'ovet Isura. Hilkach apa idna konsenoso midi dahavi gzela gufa. Vizeraya gadolo masha kasafti bresha gozel eitzim. Says the Rosh and the Pavul Charifta explaining him, some knassos are collectible even today if they flow from an avera. That's why it would be collectible. The Berachas Avram writes, maybe the Rosh doesn't really mean what he says. Here we're not talking about a regular knass. Here we're talking about a safik chiyuv. We're not talking about just the Rabbanan or fining. You know, we're going to fine you extra. It's kefel. No. Here, he owes one of them. He doesn't know which one. So it could be, maybe he has to pay all five of them because it's his fault. That's a suffix chiyuv. That's not a general knas. So therefore, it's not exactly, maybe the Rosh is using the word knas in a very flexible way of saying it, but it doesn't really mean that. Okay. In any case, we'll stop here, but the Shem will continue next time as we continue on Mafkid with Daf Lamed Ches.